Thoughts on 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 4 and verses 3 and 4. Pagan attitude. The attitude of the pagan. Now, whatever else you're going to say about this passage, Peter pulls no punches. A spade is a spade to this man, and he spells it out. 1 Peter 4, verses 3 to 4. Let me read it to you. For you have spent enough time in the past doing what pagans choose to do, living in debauchery, lust, drunkenness, orgies, carousing, and detestable idolatry. They think it strange that you do not plunge with them into the same flood of dissipation, and they heap abuse on you. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 3 to 4, thoughts on 1 Peter. And what is Peter saying? This is how the pagans go on. This is their attitude to believers. This is their attitude to life. This is what the unconverted are like, says Peter. They might be religious, they might be decent, they might be sincere, they might be respectable, they might be chapel-going in our day. Call it what you will. But they're pagans, he said, if they're unconverted. And what's the characteristic? What's the attitude? What makes the pagan tick? Well, he lives for this life, this human life, this earthly life, this evil desires. Verse 2. He does not live... The believer does not live like he used to live the rest of his earthly life for evil human desires. He lives rather for the will of God, but he used to live for these human desires. That's what pagans do. This is what the unconverted do. They're living for here and now. And he uses some very strong words. This is what they choose to do. They're responsible for it, says Peter. For you have spent enough time in the past, doing what pagans choose to do. And what do they can do? They're living, existing in, wallowing. That's a decent word here. They're wallowing in what? In all these kinds of manifestations of debauchery, lust, drunkenness, orgies, and the rest of it. And there's one word, and it's a very short word. It's a three-letter word. It's sin. Sin. This is what they are. Detestable idolatry. Now, he wrote this 2,000 years ago. If he came back and looked at the TV program, I think he would be saying, there you see it, in your living room, in the box in the corner there. Box in the corner now, and most living rooms, the thing dominates a wall, dominates the entire room. It dominates their lives. This is the way unbelievers go on. And what do they think of believers? Well, they think we're crank, strange, odd. We're nutcases, verse 4. They think it's strange. They think it's madness that you do not plunge with them. You're not running, racing with them, tearing your heart out. You can't get enough of it. And they can't understand why you don't take part in it. And they run like mad into their flood of dissipation. And what do? They think that you're cranks, you don't want to join. They're in a flood of it. There is in a morass, a bog, a swamp of sin. And they're not amused by your difference, by your refusal to join in, says Peter. They hate you, verse 4. They heap abuse on you. You're a speckled bird to them. The Old Testament says, my beloved is like a speckled bird on the housetop. If you let a budgerigar out, the other birds will peck it to pieces. Now, I know we live in a time when Christendom and the evangelical attitude is breaking all this down. This is what the original Christians found. The original believers found that they were in a hostile, capital H, capital O, capital S, and the rest of it, hostile world. And it was a world of debauchery and sin. They were dismissed. They were laughed at. They were scorned. They were considered cranks. They were considered nobodies. We virtually destroyed that. Christendom has virtually destroyed it. And in the last 50 years, evangelical attitudes have broken down this gap, this separation, this ecclesia, the called out from the world. We're now part and parcel of the establishment, and we're part and parcel of the furniture. We belong here. This world is our home. And these pagans, well, we have a little bit of difference, but really, we're all the same. Oh, my brothers and sisters, let us recover 2 Corinthians 6 and on. Let us recover the separation of the believers and come out of Babylon, this pagan debauchery and sin. Not physically. We live in this world, but let us not be part of it. May we follow Peter's counsel, doctrine, teaching, commandment here, exhortation. You used to live like this, he said, but the believer is a new man in Christ. He no longer lives in this way.